John Matinson is being remembered as a powerful man of sorts. The engineer was responsible for keeping the lights on in Orillia through his various roles with what became known as Orillia Power Generation Corporation, OPC, over 30 years. He was also involved in several volunteer efforts and was a driving force in rebuilding the rotary train at Cowichan Beach Park in 2001. Matinson died on January 8 at the age of 76. "I hired John in 1981 as an engineer," said Ray Hayhurst, a retired manager of the utility formerly known as the Orillia Water, Light and Power Commission, OWLP. He had been an electrical engineer for Ontario Hydro and he wanted to get back to the Orillia area. As an engineer, Matinson was in charge of the generation and distribution of OWLP's three original hydroelectric power plants that dated back to the early 1900s. So, there was always engineering and repair work to be done. When there were problems, he dug right into them and he had the crews to do the work, Hayhurst said. "It's a business the whole community relies on. We were responsible for keeping the lights on and the power going in Orillia." Hayhurst and Matinson worked together for 17 years. Matinson took the company's helm as president when Hayhurst retired in 1998. He led the utility until his retirement December 31, 2011, a career spanning 30 years in Orillia. The news release announcing his retirement read in part, "Among his many accomplishments, he was integral in guiding the company through the industry changes resulting in the creation of the new OPC, from the previous OWLP in 2000, and integrating the existing business into the current heavily regulated environment." Tony Telford knew Matinson from their work with the Rotary Club of Orillia. "He was a driving force in the continuation of the rotary train. He was instrumental in the negotiation of the replacement of the original steam train, and purchasing a diesel replica," Telford said. Matinson is mentioned in the book All Aboard, a history of the Rotary Children's Train in Cowichan Park, Orillia 1950s 2022, compiled by Rotarian Cliff Whitfield in 2022. Rotarian John Matinson took a leading role in the negotiations leading up to this purchase, the book reads. "He exchanged emails with the manufacturer with respect to the specific details of the engine, cars and financing. John even took a trip to Fredericton to meet with and review the project with Malcolm Cummings, the company owner. His oversight resulted in the very special Kitty's train that now operates in Cowichan Park." Matinson oversaw the engineering specifications for the features of the train, including the 50-horsepower engine, cab gauges, brakes, accessories such as the brass bell and whistle, the number of coaches, the seating, and finish colors. He also oversaw the reconstruction and expansion of the tracks and garage for the overall cost of about $200,000. Whitfield said he and Matinson were involved in many Rotary fundraisers, including the popular lobster nights held every May. "He helped with the cooking of lobsters. John had a good sense of humor and he was extremely reliable. If he took on a task, he would carry it through to its conclusion," said Whitfield. Fellow Rotarian Tom Bristow also knew Matinson well. "He introduced me to Rotary many years ago," recalled Bristow. "He was the anchor that kept the train going in the park. He was the go-to guy for anything mechanical. I was his helper. Together, we ran the train for many years. He was very patient and extremely knowledgeable and had a great sense of humor. He was a joy to work with." Matinson was born in 1948 at Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital. He later served the hospital both on its board of directors and with the foundation, which raises money for the hospital. John's legacy stands as one of unwavering commitment to his family and local community, both of which he loved dearly until his last breath. "He will be sorely missed," reads his obituary. Matinson is survived by his wife, Lorraine Bergeron, his children, Celeste, Shanice, and Marcus, Brooklyn, and his nephews, James, Pauline, and Daniel, Jean. A celebration of life will be held at Carson Funeral Home on February 1 from 1:30 to 4 p.m. with a brief prayer and a few words beginning at 3 p.m. In lieu of flowers, The family suggests donations be made to the Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital Foundation or Parkinson Canada.